happy Tuesday, or in this case, not so happy Tuesday, Tot fam. Welcome back to another episode of Topics of Taboo, the raw and honest podcast where we unpack, educate, and attempt to erase the stigma surrounding taboo topics. I'm your host, Megan Dykeman, and in today's mini episode, I'm going to be covering what's been going on at the City Point Christian College School in Brisbane. It is honestly appalling. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, you are going to be shocked, gasping for air. It's honestly not even jokeable or laughable at this point. It's seriously fucked. And that is, of course, the type of content we discuss on this podcast. So, yeah, I did have another episode lined up, just answering more questions about gender fluidity and talking about that. But this is much, much more pressing, and that episode can wait. So, yeah, I'm just going to get right into it because there is no time to waste. So, basically, a college in Brisbane known as City Point Christian College sent an email out to all students asking them to sign an updated contract in order to continue attending. Now, of course, this isn't unusual for a private school, definitely, but like for any school to keep students in the loop with what is and isn't acceptable and like all those sorts of things. However, there was one clause, actually several clauses, in this contract that have caused a lot of uproar and controversy for good reason. Like, oh my god, you're not even ready. Yeah, and like for me, seeing that and obviously I'm gonna read into it a little bit more now, but just seeing it literally made me feel so sick because being part of the LGBTQ plus community myself and not cisgendered and not cis, this really, really tugged at the heartstrings, and it just made me feel for any students in the LGBTQ plus community who attend this school. Like, I just, it makes me sick. Anyway, so yeah, this school has caused a lot of uproar with this email contract that they sent out. Now, there's a section. Okay, let's just picture this, okay? There's a section titled Family, Marriage, Sexuality, and Gender. So, just by saying that, I'm sure you can all imagine what's about to unravel here, but here we go. So, basically, in this contract, underneath the section of Family, Marriage, Sexuality, and Gender, they go on to say that they hold fast the biblical and historical belief that a family begins with the conventional institution of marriage between a biological man, in brackets the husband, and a biological woman, the wife. Okay, obviously so much wrong with that already. And obviously I myself am by no means religious, and I'm not attempting to downplay or, you know, speak negatively of that at all. I know people that are religious, and I respect them for that, and I respect their wishes and their thoughts and opinions and all of that. Totally fine. But just a school pushing this on people, like, I thought that was quite, I don't know, traditional in a bad way. I didn't realize schools still did this, but I never attended a Christian school or Catholic school. But anyway, they go on to say that they believe that sexual intimacy should only occur between a man and a woman who are married to each other. Yes, that's right, folks. You heard it here first. No sex before marriage. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought, like, you know, families could uphold these beliefs, you know, for their own family members. And if you are religious and you went to church and that was your belief, then that's cool. Sorry, what school has a right to impend this on an individual? Like, that, I just feel as though, like, that should have nothing to do with education. Like, I feel like, and maybe I'm wrong, like, who knows, but I just feel like, why is this even, this shouldn't even be spoken about? Like, there should be rules of the school, you know, no hat, no play. Obviously, that's, you know, oh, keep in mind, this school is for people between 5 years old and 18 years old. And these five-year-olds are expected to, what, sign this? Anyway, I'm not done. So yeah, there was a whole no sex before marriage, all that. And then this. Like, this is the most fucked bit, and y'all are gonna understand why.
Okay.
Whew. Keep my cool. We believe that no sexual immorality, including, wait for it, adultery, fornication, homosexual acts, bisexual acts, bestiality, incestual acts, pedophilia, and pornography is sinful and offensive to God and destructive to human relationships and society. Now, I'm not going to read that again because I'll probably throw up. Okay, sorry, they've put, like, fornication, so, like, being a sexual human, homosexual acts and bisexual acts, in with bestiality and incestual and, like, pedophilia. Sorry, what? How on earth are they in... I just can't understand them even being in the same category. That is not... It's not a choice to be... Oh, I can't. I'm really, like... feeling for these people, like, and their families, and oh my god, and like the families, parents, and the children that go to this school who are of a different sexual orientation or gender, and their parents are just forcing them to sign this, and oh my god, I just, anyway. And then if that's not bad enough, they do go on to bring gender into it with, we believe that God created human beings as male or female, Jesus confirms this, blah blah blah, and then they have an excerpt from the Bible, or a, you know, like a verse from the Bible. I'm not even going to read that because it's not worth my breath. It's not worth the oxygen, and it's not, and I'm not going to put that out into the universe. So yeah, basically no sex before marriage, that marriage needs to be between a cis man and a cis woman, and that God created human beings as male or female. Pretty much just like going back to what, are we back in the 1950s? Like, what's going on? All the progress we've made as a society, I guess we're going back now, way, way back. So yeah. Really, really disappointing, especially in 2022. Like, I definitely understand that there would be rules involved with going to a Christian, or just, like, religious school in general with, I guess, outfits, like, uniforms and things like that, and morals and all of that. But bringing sexuality and gender identity into it in such a, like, awful, awful way... in a contract to sign for kids that are 5 years old to 18 years old to attend the school. Like, sorry, these kids don't have a choice. You don't have a choice in being... I mean, I don't know why I'm explaining this to you guys. You obviously understand this. But yeah, I just wanted to channel my anger into the podcast today. If you're sitting there just as angered by this as I am, there is a petition you can sign. I'll pop it in my description on the Topics of Taboo Instagram account if you want to go and click it and sign it. There's been a massive uproar and so many people signing this to revoke this contract kind of thing, which is awesome. I went and signed it. I shared it on my story, and lots of people are doing the same, which is really good. So yeah, definitely go and sign that if this is making you just as angry and livid as it is for me and many other people listening to this, I'm sure. But yeah, I just quickly wanted to bring it up and just, I don't know, channel my anger into the podcast because I seriously, it's like a joke. I can't believe that this is still happening in 2022. What the actual, are we in the golden, are we stuck in the yesteryear, like, what? I don't know. I just wanted to get that out there for those of you who hadn't heard it, and just and bring more and more awareness to the fact that we are not as progressive as people try and make Australia out to be. I know a lot of people think that Australia is awesome and we're all great and progressive over here, but then stuff like this happens, and it's really disappointing to hear and see, and it just, I feel like my heart breaks for any young people that go to this school that are part of the LGBTQ+ community struggling with their identity and then see this and have to sign that, or not sign it, and then for particular reasons, and then get in fights with their family members and be outed sooner than they'd like, or you know, worse. So sorry for the dark mini episode. I definitely wanted to get something up for you guys, but yeah, with that going on and me seeing that all over my socials, I couldn't not speak about it and speak on it and bring awareness to it. Because, yeah, it's too harrowing to ignore. It's really gross. And, yeah, not a fan. So, okay. That's pretty much all I have to say. I'm going to go edit this and pop it up for you guys. Thank you so much for the support on the episode with Kira. You all absolutely loved it. I'll be sure to create more content like that. And I'm sure I'll have Kira back on for another podcast ep shortly. Because, yeah, it was a vibe. And you all seem to really enjoy it. So thank you so much for the love on that. And I will speak to you all on a lighter note in next week's episode. I love you all so much. Bye.